These are uncertain times, but Munson Savings Bank continues to grow and evolve, most recently by opening a new loan and operations center in Wilbraham and a new branch in East Longmeadow, scheduled to open later this summer. At Munson Savings Bank, we believe in going above and beyond to create solutions for people, businesses, and our community.
Hi, and welcome to Business Talk, presented by Business West and Living Local, and brought to you by Munson Savings Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and here's your host for this episode of Business Talk. He's a recovering entrepreneur and consultant to small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Here is Tom Fox.
Hello, folks, and thanks for tuning in to another edition. This week, we have a treat. We're talking to Tessa Murphy Rombaletti, who is the executive director at E4All over in Holyoke. Welcome to the program, Tessa.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So I don't think we've met personally, although I've heard a lot about you, heard a lot about E4All, and it was sparked and Spark E4All. Now it looks like it's just straight up E4All, which is a pretty big program and network. Yes. So I was really excited about having you to come on the program, especially because of where we are in the economy.
Absolutely.
What's going on with COVID. You know, you have some wonderful programs, I can imagine, like Valley Venture Mentors and other yes. accelerators that are going through an evolution right now.
For sure.
So I really wanted you to come on, just talk a little bit about what's going on at E4All. But what is E4All so people in the cheap seats can get an understanding?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk about E4All whenever someone wants me to. So we are a nonprofit that's actually based out of Lowell, Massachusetts. And a lot of folks may remember us as Spark, which was a program of the Holyoke Chamber of Commerce. And in the fall of 2018, we joined forces with this Lowell-based nonprofit who was doing really great work similar to what we were doing. And it's really a nonprofit that focuses on inclusive entrepreneurship and helping people, residents of our local communities, achieve their dreams to be a business owner. So a lot of the people that we work with are coming to us with just an idea. Maybe they've been doing a little business on the side, or they're ready to pivot their business, which is something we're seeing a lot of now. And we help them through our free year-long accelerator. And we also offer pitch contests about four times a year. So I'm really proud of the work that we do and the people we work with. And we're actually, most recently, we've been able to offer everything in English and Spanish for our community. And so we help folks from across the Pioneer Valley. We are based here in Holyoke at the Spark Co-work space, which I'm at right now. But it's really just about connecting people with resources and mentors and seed funding and just the opportunity to take their business to the next level.
So I wanna deconstruct some of that, because I understand when you say accelerator, pivot,
right,
and things like that. These are talk about accelerating, it at least in my experience, it's taking an idea and in that very sense, accelerating, getting people in contact with mentors and people that have expertise in specific areas. Like, hey, listen, you know, I got a great, you know, a carpet cleaning company, but you know what? I don't know anything about marketing. I'll clean your carpet all day long. But man, you tell me I got to get online and I freeze up and I don't know what to do. So you create, like other accelerators, you know, you create a community that brings these people together. Yeah. And perhaps what I appreciate most out of it is that mentor component. Because when you're starting out, when I started out with my first business, I understood some things and I built a mentor board and an advisory board.
Right.
But I didn't know to do that. I didn't find that out till I worked with a group like Valley Venture Mentors. It was like, oh, that makes sense. And like, actually, I could ask people to help me out and they do it. And I did. And they said yes. And I was like, wow, this is pretty crazy. So you really help people to understand you're not alone in your journey.
Exactly.
And on top of that, you connect them with these great resources.
Yeah, I mean, our model matches each entrepreneur that goes through our program with a team of three mentors. And these mentors are meeting with the entrepreneur once a week for 12 weeks. And after that, it's once a month for nine months. And it's everyone's got different backgrounds, everyone's got different networks. And for us, that's what is so important about the mentorship component, because like you said, oftentimes, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, they tell their family that they want to start a business and they're like, ah, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy, right? But there's people out there who love entrepreneurs and love helping. And you're right. I mean, they are willing. We've got so many great volunteers who are willing to connect people with someone that might have more experience in it. And so when you bring together three mentors with one entrepreneur, you really are making sure that, you know, they have a circle of support, they have cheerleaders cheering them on, and, you know, they're making those connections for them. Because like you said, you might be really good at carpet cleaning. That doesn't mean you know anything about bookkeeping or creating a website or just any of that. Why would you, you know? So for us, it's really about, you know, helping people get connected to the right opportunities and just letting them go with it. And that's like the most rewarding part, is to see, you know, how an accelerator really does speed up your idea and get you to kind of take that jump and take that leap.
Yeah, I mean, and it's that, you know, technical expertise in that sense. You know, I've done some consulting around turning around businesses, and one of the first things I go is to financials. And
yep.
You know, I think that's a lot where people go, well, entrepreneurs need to know it all. I can tell you, when I ask a business owner, what's the cost of goods sold? And they go, well, what do you mean? Well, how much does it take for you to make a widget? You're like, I don't know, I just sell widgets.
Yeah.
You know, to understand those things, especially now when we're looking at COVID, yeah, it is in some capacity that businesses that understand each function, sales, operations, and finance, that have that good understanding, that are probably the ones that are going to weather the storm, be they small or large.
Yeah.
Because they understand those components. So,
right,
you know, if I'm an early stage entrepreneur, didn't Hot Oven Cookies go through your program?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I'm Hot Oven Cookies, right, to get to sit down with a CPA to help me understand what my finances actually look like, and so I can make an informed decision. Now, as she's scaling her business and taking on could be investments or loans as she grows, right, locations, she can look at that with a discerning eye. You know, and just be like, I understand this stuff a little bit better, which is completely freeing, especially when you're starting out.
Yeah, I mean, it really is all about having that confidence and knowing the right questions to ask, even if you don't know all the answers.
Yeah.
It's just preparing people to think these things through. And, you know, oftentimes we just dive right into the business, and it's great. And you can kind of keep yourself afloat if you're able to do that, but you shouldn't have to do it alone. And there shouldn't be so many barriers, especially to, you know, people of color and minority owned businesses. And, you know, Holyoke is such a diverse population, but our business community does not always reflect that. And so for us, it really is about, you know, lifting people up, meeting them where they are, and just giving them all of the tools that they need to be successful, and just watching them take it and run with it. That's what's really amazing, to see that transformation happen.
You know, and it's important to point out, I guess, in some respects, different accelerator programs help different businesses. So, for instance, VVM used to have a saying, Valley Venture Mentors, you know, we want to help businesses that have designs for benign world domination.
Yeah.
So they're not looking to set up, although they probably wouldn't turn away, and I know they do a great job, just like you folks, who are referring them to other sources that might,
right,
be helpful. But if you want to open up a corner bodega, they may say, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you know, that's not what we do. So they may say, go to this service, go to that. So who are the businesses, or what types of businesses do you really focus on with helping folks establish?
I mean, as far as industries go, we help folks across all different types of industries. We've got people who are starting businesses in agriculture, in construction, in you know, professional services. And for us, yes, it's great. If someone does want to achieve world domination, they can still come through our program, and that's awesome. But if someone's dream is to start a really successful asphalt paving company, for example, and be able to you know, provide financial stability for their family and create new sources of income and kind of shift that generational wealth around and just change the lives of families, that's really huge for us. So we do work with a lot of, you know, smaller mom and pop stores. We work with folks that have the ability to scale up, and that's also when we'd say, hey, you should really look into VVM as well, because I think there's just so many resources in Western Mass that can help businesses. And it's just a matter of knowing that they're out there and knowing what they do. So, I mean, we have folks that are starting food trucks now. We have people who are doing, you know, online retail and e-commerce, just a whole range, fitness. So I think we're also seeing this shift in the people who are coming to us. They need to pivot right now. And, you know, when I say pivot, I mean, you know, it's really just about, okay, things are so different than they were in January, and how am I going to continue to provide a service, and what do I need to change? And so we strongly encourage that. And it's, for me, it's really great to just see community revitalization through our efforts as well, and just making Western Mass a really welcoming place to do business, and to know that communities support entrepreneurs in these endeavors. That's huge for us.
We're talking to Tessa Murphy Rombaletti. She's the executive director over at E4All over in Holyoke. I'd like to also thank Munson Savings Bank for being our sponsor, so we can bring these stories about how organizations are making the journey through what is the partial normal, I guess you say. We'll get back to normal in some time.
Sure.
Right now we're going through these times. So you know, a couple of things you just shared, and one thing I guess I appreciated was, you know, we can help any type of business, you know, when, and it wasn't always the case that there were all these business resources. I've been a mentor in the Valley for about a decade.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really, you had the SBA, and listen, the SBA does a lot of really good things, but I would see folks over there get struggle when they say, well, I want to start an online clothing store. And I go, I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah. You know, I'll get, here's a business plan and, you know, go get some bank financing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always work if I'm doing a food truck, or, you know, if I'm developing a brand new product that, you know, I'm trying to find out product market fit and, you know, what do I even charge for this thing and
yeah.
all these other things. So, you know, your kind of programs, you know, really help answer those, you know, because listen, a lot of the times entrepreneurs, and I would say this, you know, these people have a really good idea about a business. And even as business owners in and of themselves, and I worked on a project on a dairy farm, they know dairy farming like ridiculous.
Sure.
But you ask them about their books and marketing and what? Like, go talk yeah. to the cow knows more.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, we do need to know these things, but sometimes we don't ask those questions when we get focused in on it. So at least with a program like yours, it's, you get challenged. And I was writing a educational program earlier about the benefits of people calling your baby ugly. And
yeah.
what that baby means is, listen, my baby is this idea. I'm coming in and, he, you know, I want everybody to say it's great, because my mom has said it's great. My dad said it's great. My cousin and everybody else. But sometimes someone has to go, tell me how you're going to make money.
Exactly.
You know, like
yeah.
there's real hard questions. And in your mind, you think you got it. But that's the benefit of having your mentors and those experts in front of those people, because they give them the forum and then the agency to get the, you know, at least turn in the right direction.
Right. And we even take it a little step further and we say, your business is not your baby, because you are going to come through this program and they're going to call you baby ugly. Exactly. It's like, you are not, don't be attached to this idea, because as a business owner, you have to change. And if you think you make the best soup in the whole world, but you're only making chicken noodle, and it turns out you make a really good tomato soup, but you're not even going to try because you just like making the chicken noodle, you're not going to be a successful business owner. And for us, it is about giving a little bit tough love and, you know, holding people accountable, because the people that we work with, you know, they often are, they have full-time jobs, they have a few part-time jobs, they have families. This is one aspect of their life, but it's really the accelerator program that kind of keeps them on track and keeps them you know, accountable to their goals and working on these goals with the class, with the specialists that we bring in, and really with the mentors. And, you know, we've seen that model really jumpstart someone from going from just an idea, and then within, you know, 6 months, it's really happening. And it's not all us. It's the work of the entrepreneur, but it's being able to have an open mind like that and understand that I may not know everything. I may have just been asking my family what they think about my soup, but I really got to start asking strangers. And that in and of itself is a whole confidence changer as well. You know, you're not necessarily used to talking about your business, or it doesn't often flow the right way if you don't practice it. So that's what we really try to encourage people to do, is just keep an open mind and see what your customers are telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of my consulting was the aspect of using lean launchpad methodologies or customer experience, you know, customer discovery, asking those open-ended questions. And, you know, in that point, it's not just saying, in life and in entrepreneurship, we can sometimes, to your point earlier, get really attached to something. So I may say, you know what, I want to do this product in white. So I'm going to ask the question, do you want this in white or black?
Right.
That's not the question. If I were to make this product, what color would you like it to be?
Exactly.
So if 95% of the people say green, I'm going to make
it green. Green's going to make you money.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
They like it. So it's those things, and that's the important part of your program, is doing those things before committing to a business plan and really trying to make all those things work. You engage your customer, and you're going to learn a lot. To your point, you're going to learn sometimes that what you have may not necessarily connect all the way with the customer. This is the time to figure it out now, not when it's in the store shelves and things like that.
Yeah, not when you've spent half of your life savings.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. And for us, sometimes we see people go through our program and they're like, oh my God, I shouldn't own a business. And that's also a success story.
It's a good outcome. Yeah, exactly. There are different outcomes, and some good outcomes are.
Yeah.
I used to write grants. Outcomes were different things. And one of the outcomes could be that people didn't do X. So, hey, guess what? We just saved potentially 25% of our participants from making a move that would hurt them financially down the road. That's not a bad outcome.
And for me, that sounds great. If we can help someone avoid a disastrous decision, that's also awesome too.
And think of all the skills you've also taught them. Maybe they walk away from the program and they didn't start a business, but they know now how to make a hypothesis, how to validate or invalidate that, welcome feedback and critical, crucial feedback. So all those skills, wherever they go in life, are going to serve them well.
Absolutely.
So as we're coming through COVID, have you seen more interest as of late, or how are things going, you know, right now?
You know, when COVID first happened and the shutdown happened, I mean, I am the type of person who feels what other people are feeling, and it was just heartbreak, you know, for that first month of like, what's going on? Everything I've worked so hard for, you know, what do I do now? I've put money and time into this original plan. And, you know, I was a little concerned, oh no, people aren't going to want to apply for this program to start a business during a pandemic. And to be honest, I have been completely proven wrong. If anything, I see an increase in, you know, people are like, all right, well, I'm unemployed, didn't plan on that, but let's see if I can, maybe now's a good time to think about the business idea that I've been throwing around for a few years. Or we're seeing people start to respond to, you know, new opportunities for businesses. And so that for me has been really, really encouraging, just to know that, you know, people are still innovative. They're still, trying to figure out ways to make money and feed their families. And so the amount of applications that we keep getting for our accelerator and our pitch contest has just been going up. And that's great for me. We've had some people who have applied for our program, and they've been in business for a few years, probably longer than we might normally work with someone who's been in business for that long. But their whole business model has had to change. And now they need to start doing digital sales. They need to kind of just, you know, take what they've known and just pivot completely. So that's been really great. And, you know, the class that we had who graduated and completed the first 12 weeks of the program right at March, like right when everything shut down, they've been killing it. Mm. And it's just, it's great. We have a new food truck, Crave Food Truck. They are based in Holyoke, but they'll be all around the Pioneer Valley soon. And they've been, they just launched a couple weeks ago. We have an asphalt paving company who just secured a low interest loan he's killing it with asphalt paving. You know, like there are opportunities where some businesses are going to do really well. And then, you know, we have 413 Family Fitness is a fitness center in Holyoke, and they really need to pivot now. You know, they've been relying on large group classes to do fitness classes and, you know, stuff like that. So they've got really good team of mentors who are like, okay, let's figure out where you can still make money and how you can do it safely. And, you know, I think we're really just seeing people use this crazy moment as an opportunity to try to make the best of it. And that's really what I love about my job and what I love about entrepreneurs is you tell them no and they'll just, you know, turn and figure it out and get to the yes, however they need to. It's great.
Okay. It sounds as though you said you take applications and we got a few moments left. So I just want to let people, there's still room right now for people to join your program. If there is, how can they go about doing that?
Sure. Yeah. So I encourage everyone to follow us on social media. We have a page for E4All Holyoke on Instagram and Facebook. And we also have a program for our Spanish language accelerator, E Para Todos Holyoke. And so follow us on social media because we're always posting opportunities. But specifically, we actually have two pitch contests coming up. So people can pitch their business idea to a panel of judges and get feedback and possibly win some cash prizes. So we have one in September and one in October, one in English, one in Spanish. And then this winter, we will be doing our next accelerator program. So we're accepting applications online for that now. Our website is eforall.org, and you can find the communities that we're in. We're actually across the state of Massachusetts. So there's, you know, if people aren't necessarily local to Western Mass, there's a lot of opportunities through our other sites. So everything that we offer is free. It's open to anyone to apply, anyone with an idea or a new idea for an existing business. So, we hope that people will reach out to us if they have any questions. But, yeah, we're moving forward. Everything's been virtual, so that's, you know, been a change for us. But the summer program that we have right now, they're still super close with each other. They've never actually met in person, but you wouldn't know that. And I just think that's a testament to how entrepreneurs are able to survive stuff like this.
Awesome. Well, listen, Tessa, thank you very much for coming on the program today and telling us about E4All and all the work you're doing over there. Also want to thank our sponsors, Munson Savings Bank, for supporting these conversations. If you're listening to the program right now and you have an idea, please visit E4All, you know, see what's going on over there, get some support. And like Tessa, like you said, it's not just here. I figured that out when I went to the website and I went to see your bio and I'm like, there's 700 people working here. And it's just, you know, it's all the people.
It's like there's a Tessa in Lowell. There's a Tessa in the Cape. You know, just people who love their community and like are really jazzed up about entrepreneurship. We're all across the state. So, yeah, I really appreciate you featuring us on this so we can get the word out.
Awesome. Well, listen, have a great day. And thanks again for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.